This is program number LW2141. Well, when I was a kid, one of my favorite games was war. Hi, this is Larry West. I grew up with all kinds of war. There was, I remember, the rubber gun war. We built our own private arsenals, you know. We'd cut a gun out of a piece of wood and put a clothespin on the back of it and then stretch a rubber band from the front of the gun and attach the other end in the clothespin. They made great bullets. Most of the time, though, we just plaked. That's an abbreviated term for played like, you know, plike you've been hit, plike you're dead. We just plaked all over the place. When our war games began, we parked our stick horses, left our trucks in the sand, scrambled down out of the trees, and assembled to hear the ground rules. On display, there were toy guns, six-shooters, bullet belts, rubber knives. Some of us even had army pants, you know, with the big pockets in them. And there we were, ready to play war. There were two basic rules. If you were really shot, you know, bangity-bang-bang, you had to be honest and fall with the drama and flair that would put John Wayne to shame. If you stabbed somebody, you know, stabbity-stab-stab, again, you had to play fair and get dead quick. Then we'd choose up sides, and with these two rules in mind, our war began. Within minutes, all you could hear was bangity-bang-bang and stabbity-stab-stab, and then, ah! But one day, there came the new kid to the neighborhood. He joined the group. We set the ground rules, like always, started the war, and then here he came. Coming across the driveway, he was taking short steps and making a strange sound. It was sort of a rumble. He was out there in the open, not even trying to head for cover. All of the other kids were, of course, shouting, bangity bang bang and stabity stab stab, but nothing happened. He just kept coming. Then someone shouted, "You've been shot 40 times. You're supposed to fall dead." Ah, but he had his answer. You know what it was? Tankety tank tank. Well, you know what that started. Since bullets and knives couldn't pierce one of those, everybody wanted to be a tank, and that just sort of ended the whole war. No one could be touched. No one would fall dead. You know, I'm convinced that we, well, in real life, try to build protective shields around ourselves so that we can't be touched. You know what I mean? What I mean is, we live in an age of total isolation. Oh, sure, there are more people in the world today than there ever have been in the past. We live closer to them than the pioneers did 100 years ago. But somehow we haven't gotten to know each other. I walked into a boarding house the other day in which there were 5 or 6 families living under the same roof. I was looking for someone. I knocked on the door that I thought was the door to his apartment, the fellow I was looking for, but there was no response. I wasn't sure if I was at the right place, so I knocked on the door across the hall. The lady who answered that door didn't know the old man I was looking for. I went downstairs and knocked on another door. The lady there didn't know either. There they were, living under the same roof, and neither one knew each other. Neither one knew him. Now that's what I'm talking about. We in this 20th century world of high-class communication systems don't know our next-door neighbors. We build fences, we close doors, we cut ourselves off from each other, and we set ourselves up so that we can't be touched. When a neighbor across the backyard fence dies, we don't find out until 2 weeks later. When the lady across the street or in the next apartment goes to the hospital, we don't find out about it until she gets out and comes home. Sometimes we don't find out about it even then. You know, sometimes a guy will think it's even tough, it's cool, not to care. So he isolates himself. He sits in his own corner and sneaks a peek now and then through a peephole into what's going on around him. I mean, what's really going on around him. And he sees someone out there in trouble, someone hurting. But he just puts on his cold and callous sunglasses and says to himself, "Only the strong survive in this jungle." And he drops inside his own armor, closes the hatch, and moves on. Tankety-tank-tank. 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 Hey, he's not so tough. The tough guy is the one who steps out of his tank and gets out there where it's dangerous, where he can get shot at, wounded, even killed. But he does it because he's a guy who's going to care. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.